So thankful that Pastor Ike is here in the studio today. We have some things we want to share on our heart, and this is going to be a little different. We're going to, preach to one another, tag team, ask questions. I don't know. We'll see how this goes.
Amen.
But we just want you to get ready and get the Word, get your Bible, set aside all this distracting, everything that wants to say, here, pay attention to me, and let's just get or focus completely on the Word of God. We get more out of the Bible when we focus on it. And I want to encourage you to get your Bible and look at it. When we turn to Scriptures, look at the Scriptures with us.
Amen.
They'll just register on you better.
That's right.
You've learned that. I know.
Yes, sir.
I've learned that.
Amen.
And so I had something come into my heart. It's really found in Luke 21. I guess we can go there and start and look at something, because as I've prepared myself for this and just sought God about it, it came up in my spirit about a strategy the Bible says that the enemy's going to use in the last days.
Amen.
And it's found here in Luke 21, and we'll just start in verse 25. Talks about the signs in the last days, all the sun and moon, signs in the sun and moon, and distress of nations. Talks about different perplexities. Mm-hmm. Sea and waves roaring. Those are all things in the natural realm.
Yes, sir.
Then it says, verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear.
That's right.
Men's hearts failing them for fear. Mm-hmm. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
That's right.
Now, when he says men's hearts failing them for fear, I don't believe he's talking about their physical blood pump.
Right, right.
We'll look at a story in a few minutes.
Sure.
Where David attacked Goliath, and he had to overcome fear. And he said the rest of Israel's, Israel army was shaking in their boots out of fear of Goliath for 40 days.
Yeah.
And he said, David said, let no man's heart fail him.
Amen.
For fear.
That's
exactly what he said here.
That's right.
Would happen in the last days. Men's hearts would fail them for fear.
Because of fear.
He's talking about the spirit of man, not the physical heart, but the spirit man.
That's right.
The heart.
Yes, sir.
And that part of man, he said, in the last days, would fail people for fear.
That's right.
In other words, the faith that the Word of God is supposed to be producing in men's hearts will fail to produce because fear got in.
That's right.
That's what he's talking about.
That's right. Yep.
And fear shuts down faith.
That's right.
And if it shuts down faith, it shuts down everything faith does.
That's right. Amen.
Faith does some amazing things.
Amen. That's right.
And we get a clue as to how faith got in this passage. I'll tell you, there's so many answers in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
I just like to tear it apart.
Yes, sir.
And I want to do that today.
Yes, sir.
It says, men's hearts failing them for fear. And then it makes this statement, a very important statement. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now, when it says looking on those things, it's talking about all the phenomenon, all the chaos, things it mentions. I mean, nature, upheaval in nature. And I mean, it mentions wars and rumors of wars all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
And he said, the issue is not that that's happening. The issue is men's hearts fail them because they're looking
at them.
At those things.
That's
in other
right.
words, he's not just talking about with the physical eyes.
Right.
He's talking about their attention is on that.
Amen. That's it.
And that's how fear gets in.
That's it. Yep.
And Satan wants your attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said Satan wants your attention. And
that's
the reason
right.
he wants your attention is he wants your faith.
That's it.
He wants your faith to fail.
Yeah.
Now, faith doesn't fail per se, but we can fail to act in faith.
That's right.
If you know what I mean by
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
If faith was going to fail just because sometimes faith works and sometimes it doesn't, well, that'd be saying the Word of God works sometimes.
Right.
And sometimes it doesn't. No, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God.
That's right.
So it's not the faith failing because sometimes faith works, sometimes it doesn't. It's because we fail to exercise it.
Amen.
Because like Peter walking on the water,
right.
he got his attention on the wind and the waves.
Right, right. That's right.
Remember that?
Yes, sir.
and his faith, which had been producing, he was walking on water.
That's right.
He was doing something that was impossible.
That's
in
right.
the natural.
That's right.
And but he got unhooked from the power that was holding him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
By getting his attention, it makes it very clear. We're going to look at this passage
That's
in a
good.
Few minutes.
That's good. Yes, sir.
But his attention had been on Jesus, but he turned his attention from Jesus to the wind and the waves.
That's right.
He said he began to sink because when he saw the wind boisterous.
That's right.
He had been in that boat for how long? He saw that wind
That's
boisterous.
Right.
He'd
That's
seen
right.
that before it said he saw the wind.
That's
it wasn't
right.
that he saw it for the first time.
Right.
It's that he got his attention on
That's
it.
That's it. Amen.
And that's what the devil wants to do
yes,
with
sir.
Alarming symptoms, alarming circumstances.
That's right.
Alarming reports.
That's right.
The purpose of it is to grab your attention.
That's it.
And hold it
right.
on the problem.
That's right.
When God said in Proverbs 4, my son,
attend
to my words.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And when we attend to the word of God, faith comes from that word.
That's right.
And faith, like Peter walking on that water.
Yeah.
I hope you get some time to preach
come
today
because
I'm too excited to be able to. I might not give you any time.
Just go for it, Dad.
But faith, what Peter was not, Peter wasn't walking on the water. He was walking on the word. He's walking
right.
on the word
come. That's right. That's right.
But fear caused him to start sinking into what he had at one time been walking on.
That's it. Amen.
Now, as we go through this, I want to look at four different people in the Bible
yes, sir.
That show us plainly. Their story is in the book for a reason.
Yes, sir. That's right.
right. I mean, the Word of God's got our answer.
It does.
Four different people that show us that fear will rob us of our rightful place of authority.
That's right.
In other words, what we should be ruling over.
Over, right.
What we should be reigning over.
Yes.
What we should be walking on top of.
Right.
You know, the Bible said we tread on serpents and scorpions. Well, that means we walk right over top of
That's
them.
Right.
Rather than let them stop us
right.
from progressing forward,
right.
we walk over
walk
top of
right
those
on
things.
Them. Amen.
So, but fear really, you know, when God originally made man, in the Garden of Eden there in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, it says, right. let him have dominion.
That's right.
Let him rule and reign.
That's right.
I know you've never preached on dominion. That's his message. He loves to preach on dominion.
Praise God.
And I want to let him share some. But that's the original plan of God for
right.
man.
Right.
God's plan for man was that he rule and that he reign.
That's right.
That not that he be dominated over.
No, not at all.
But that he reigned. He was God's crowning creation.
Hallelujah.
He was on top.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Under God.
Amen.
But I'm talking about down here on
right.
the earth. He was the top man.
That's right.
He's above everything.
Yes.
All creation, all the
That's
animals,
right.
all the earth. He
That's
said,
right.
have dominion over all the
all
earth.
All the earth. That's right.
So that's the way God made man in the beginning. That's God's intent.
Yeah.
And, of course, Adam lost that.
Right.
Whenever he sinned, he came short of the glory of God, which if you look that up, it means he is now not in the original place that God intended him to be.
That's right.
That's one way to interpret that. Of course,
sure.
the glory is the presence of God manifest like a cloud.
Sure.
We understand that.
Yes, sir.
But another definition of the word glory, you look it up, was it just meant that he's not in the original state which God originally intended him to be. One of the meanings of that is he's not walking in his authority
That's
anymore.
Right.
Satan's
Amen.
Now ruling over him.
That's right.
2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan's called the God of this world.
That's right.
Well, God didn't make him the God of this world.
No.
Somebody
didn't.
Said, why did God do that? He didn't. Adam did that.
That's right.
We're just laying a foundation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when God made man to rule, he was supposed to keep the garden, rule over the garden.
That's
that
right.
That means keep the devil out of it, keep him underfoot.
That's right.
But when he sinned and he fell,
yeah.
he fell to the place where now Satan's ruling over him.
Right.
And what Jesus came to do was to seek and to save what was lost.
That's right.
And that's us.
Yeah.
But There was something else lost. Authority was lost.
Come on. Amen. That's right. Amen. Come on.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus came to get our authority back.
That's right.
Why he defeated the enemy in hell, rose from the dead, and said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Somebody said, woohoo, Jesus has got it. Jesus, do something about my situation. No, he turned around. He said, you go therefore.
Hallelujah.
You cast out devils. You heal the sick.
Glory to God.
You tread on serpents. You rule and you reign.
Yep.
They that received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, that's us.
That's right.
That's not just Jesus.
That's right.
That's us.
That's us.
They
reign in life.
See, Jesus came to get our dominion back.
That's right. Praise God.
So Jesus came to get back what the enemy stole, mm-hmm. but here's something we need to understand. We see from the Bible that fear... See, all that works. Dominion, for example, it works by authority. It works by faith.
That's
authority
right.
works by faith.
That's right.
And since it works by faith, anything that robs us of our faith mm-hmm. will rob us of the authority and the dominion to rule and reign over things.
That's right.
And that's why Peter began to sink in what he was walking on top of.
Yep. Amen.
Because he's no longer ruling and reigning. He's no longer dominating.
Right.
Because he got into fear.
Right. That's it.
Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm going to preach myself.
I feel it. Come on.
I mean, this thing, fear, God has dealt with me about this.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you, I found it in places and in areas of my life. I didn't even realize it was there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, it's motivating me.
It. Yes, sir.
It's controlling my decisions.
Yes, sir.
Controlling my thought. Well, I can't do that. If I do that, what'll happen? You know, I might not have enough money.
Mm.
But God told me to do it.
Amen.
So whenever I let fear dominate me, mm-hmm. it's keeping me from ruling and reigning over the money that I need to
That's right. That's right. Yep. Yeah.
Now you can jump in here anytime.
Come on
I can
now.
See
Come
it on
now.
Your face. You
Come
can
on
jump
now.
In.
Because whatever God tells you becomes your authority to rule and reign.
It does.
Because the word comes to us to lift us up and bring us to our place of reigning. Anything that God says to you is intended to seat you up in your exalted position.
That's right. That's
but
right.
if you don't respond to the word, you forfeit that place of reigning. And fear is what you're saying.
Yeah.
What, that will keep us from responding to that very word.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
We'll draw back in fear and say, well, I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or what'll happen if I do, rather than lurch forward.
Just going all the way.
Remember, and we're going to look at all these stories.
Yes, sir.
But remember, it says clearly about this: when Goliath came against Israel, mm-hmm. that for 40 days Goliath was threatening Israel.
Yeah.
And the Bible said the whole Israel army and the king himself was afraid of Goliath.
Wow.
And so what did they do? They drew back.
They drew back.
God said, I've given you the land. Go possess
go
it.
Take it.
Rather than go possess, they drew back.
That's
and
right.
why? Fear.
Fear. That's right.
It wasn't Goliath keeping them out of there. It was fear
it was
keeping
fear.
Them out of there.
Yeah, amen.
Every battle is spiritual at its core.
Yes, sir. That's right. Amen.
When David came, he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
Mm-hmm.
And he was, the Bible said he had the spirit. You know, we read in the New Testament, mm-hmm. we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and we spoke.
Mm-hmm.
That's quoting David.
That's right.
David had a spirit of faith.
That's
the
right.
spirit of faith moves forward.
Yeah.
And David didn't draw back afraid of Goliath.
Yeah.
He even though Goliath is saying, I'm going to take your head off, I'm going to feed your carcass to the birds, he's making threats to David just like he made threats to everybody else.
Yeah.
But David, through the spirit of faith,
overcame
fear. David didn't have a spirit of fear, because remember the Bible said in 2 Timothy 1:7, God's not given us a spirit of fear.
That's right.
Fear's not of God.
No, sir.
But a power, love, and a sound mind. I like to say, when it says power there, I like to say authority.
Hallelujah. That's right. Amen.
God's given us a spirit of authority.
Yes.
The spirit of fear robs a man of the spirit of authority.
That's right.
Or the spirit of faith.
That's right.
And so David, rather than have a spirit of fear, which caused the rest of Israel to draw back, he had a spirit of faith, which made him charge Goliath.
That's right.
Woo-hoo,
amen.
17-year-old kid.
Come on.
Hadn't even shaved a whisker yet. And he's
Come on.
Charging
amen.
A giant that they say is over 9 feet tall.
Yep. Faith.
Faith.
Hallelujah.
What defeated Goliath is faith.
Faith. Amen.
It's faith.
Faith.
What defeated Israel?
Fear.
Fear.
That's right.
Everything is spiritual at its core.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get a hold of that,
and
you can recognize that the Bible says in Romans chapter number 8, it says in Hebrews chapter number 2,
right.
that fear is bondage.
That's right.
the fear of a thing makes you subject to it.
Yeah.
You know, like for Romans 8:15, mm-hmm. We've not received the spirit of bondage again under fear.
That's right.
And then Hebrews, ooh, I hope glory. You're writing these verses down.
Yeah.
Write that down. That's mm-hmm. Romans 8:15. Then mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 2, mm-hmm. verses 14 and 15, mm-hmm. talks about, especially verse 15, talks about those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
That's right.
So fear of a thing mm-hmm. makes us subject to it.
To it. That's right. Amen.
In other words, it gives it dominion over us.
That's right. That's right.
Let's say it another way. Mm-hmm. Fear of a thing, well, let's just say it this way. Fear is the devil's faith.
Right. Amen.
The very thing you're afraid of is what you attract and bring into your life. Just like faith in God mm-hmm. brings the things of God into your life, brings
that's right.
victory that rightly belongs to you into your life,
amen.
Brings the ability to walk on top of yeah. what you had been sinking into.
Yeah.
Like Peter walking yeah. on the water.
Yes.
Just like faith enables you to do that, mm-hmm. Fear will cause you to sink into
right.
what you've been walking into.
Right.
Walking on top of. Mm-hmm. Amen. So
amen.
It really brings bondage.
It brings bondage.
Amen.
Amen. It goes back to, from what you're saying in Romans 8, it said, for God has not given us, we're not subject back to the spirit of fear, but we now have the spirit of God whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Yeah.
So to get rid of fear, it goes back to having the foundation that we belong to God
yeah.
and that God loves us.
Yeah.
Because
that's
really,
right.
people
right.
act, anything you do in life, you are confident in doing it because of the knowledge you have about that thing.
Yeah.
So
if it's computers, whatever.
Yep, you have knowledge of
you
it. So
knowledge.
So knowledge makes you confident. Knowledge of the love that God has for us makes us confident. And when we are confident about the love of God, we wouldn't care what the devil is doing or
right.
what the devil is saying
right.
or bringing to our minds. Because
right.
the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear.
That's the verse right there.
Amen.
Right.
So when we have perfect knowledge of the love that God has for us, that's why the Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Who can? Woo. Pity the fool.
Pity the fool.
It comes against
yes,
us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
So majority of the problem is that people don't have accurate knowledge of God.
Exactly. And not accurate knowledge includes the knowledge of the love he has for us.
Yes, sir.
He said, I will. This is in the Amplified of Hebrews mm-hmm. 12, I believe it is. 13 maybe.
Yes, sir.
I will not.
Oh, glory.
Leave you nor forsake you.
Yep.
Or leave you helpless.
Yep. Or relax
you.
My hold on you.
Oh, my
glory goodness. To God. Hallelujah.
Amen. So when people know that,
yes, sir.
They know God will never fail me.
Impossible. Hallelujah.
So I can charge Goliath.
That's right.
Your Goliath might be something other than,
yeah.
you know, whatever your Goliath is.
Yeah.
When we get to heaven, I'm going to ask David something. And I want everybody that's watching me to come and hear this conversation with David.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because I'm predicting today how he's going to answer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask him, I want to say, now, David, I so appreciate that you walked with God and mm-hmm. and because remember, the Bible said he's out there on the hillside with those sheep. He's
yes,
fellowshipping
sir.
With God.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Feeding the
yes,
word
sir. Yes, sir.
Into his spirit.
Yes, sir.
And nourishing his
yeah.
spirit. Faith
yeah.
comes by hearing and
yeah.
hearing by
yeah.
the word.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
out there taking in the word. The reason that he's full of faith is because he's full of the word.
That's right.
The reason Israel and the army and the king and everybody's full of fear is because they're listening to Goliath.
That's it. That's it. Amen.
Fear comes by hearing, too.
That's right. That's right.
So they're listening to Goliath. David's out on the backside of his dad's farm feeding mm-hmm. on the word.
That's
he goes
right.
down there to take some bread down
that's
there,
right.
remember, to his brothers.
Yeah.
He's full of the word. And so whenever he hears the same report, mm-hmm. he's got something in him.
That's right.
The knowledge of the love God has for him.
Yes.
All these things. And he had practiced faith.
Yes,
practiced
yes, yes.
it on the line and
yes.
the bear.
Yes, amen.
He had exercised it.
Yes,
and
sir.
So when he heard Goliath, I'm sure fear came to him because those words that
sure.
Goliath was speaking were containers.
Yeah.
And they contain faith. If words can contain faith, fear,
yeah.
love, hate,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
words
yeah.
are just containers.
That's right.
So that fear was in those words, but when it hit his spirit, remember, men's hearts failing them for fear.
Yeah.
When it hit his spirit, there was something in there, in his spirit, to keep those words from being able to get in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amen.
That's why we got to get the word in
us. Hallelujah.
The word about the love God
has for us. That's right. Amen.
And how he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
That's right.
We always triumph in Christ.
That's all right.
These promises and
statements.
And so David had faith in him. He'd been feeding his spirit. Now, so I'm going to ask David. I want you to be there now.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask him. Now, tell me what was the biggest thing you had to overcome when you faced Goliath. I'm going to predict today he's going to say, well, it wasn't Goliath.
No.
I predict he's going to say Goliath was nothing.
Right.
It was the fear coming against me in the spirit realm. Because that tried to get on the inside of me, just like it got in all of Israel's hearts, all the rest of the army's hearts. That thing tried to get on the inside of me, just like it tried to get inside.
Right.
And the word in me, I just kept answering it.
Right.
And I ran towards Goliath. Yeah. And the thing that was, the headwinds I was encountering was not Goliath. It was the fear coming out of him.
That's it.
Fear. You see, you can't go through this life without encountering fear.
Right.
But it's not the encounter of fear that makes anybody fail.
No.
It's what you do with it.
That's right. Amen.
Everybody that succeeds in faith succeeds with fear and doubt and worry, breathing the hot breath of unbelief down their neck.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Saying you can't. Yakety yak, you can't.
Yeah.
When you went to Nigeria and moved over there to live.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can. You didn't talk about it because I know you're a man of faith. You didn't want to talk about it. But I can predict you had heard that yak, you're going to fail. You're not going to have enough money. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
nobody that succeeds does so without encountering that.
That's right.
It's not that coming against you that makes a person fail. It's doing the wrong thing. Not having this word
planted
in you.
That's right.
Not knowing he loves us too much to let us fail.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. You know, the Bible said, you know, do not give him place. Do not give the devil place.
Yeah.
And another scripture said, put on Jesus and make no room for the flesh or the devil.
Right.
You know, because the devil will try to get into you through the flesh. So fear, you will accommodate fear to the degree you have room. If you're filled with God, what you're filled with will rise to respond to anything you deal with, whether be it something good or something bad, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak.
Right.
So when a heart is filled with the word, that word becomes the assurance for the heart, and it becomes the heart's vaccination against fear.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, everybody wants to get the vaccination today. Why don't you get the vaccination against fear?
Get the vaccination against fear. Amen. And that's the word.
I've been inoculated.
And it's
free. I know the love that he has for me.
Yes, sir. It's free, readily available.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Can you tell we're having a lot of fun? We stir one another
yes,
up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God.
So let's go over to Matthew 14 and look at this story a little bit. We've been talking about Peter walking on the water.
Amen.
And I want you to turn to it where you are. Turn there in your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It just registers on you better.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. So this story is where here in Matthew 14, you remember Peter, they were in the midst of the water here. And it was windy and the waves were tossed and so forth.
Right.
And the Bible says in verse number 25, Matthew 14, 25, when Jesus, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea.
Mm.
And, of course, the disciples saw him. He said, be of good cheer, I be not afraid. Peter answered, said, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee in the water. He said, come.
Yes.
And, of course, Peter came down. People, you know, always emphasize that he sank. But he actually, the Bible said, Peter came down out of the ship and walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, that's supernatural.
That's right. Amen.
That's the power of God enabling him to do that. He tapped into power of God.
Amen.
And so he did walk on the water to go to Jesus. Now notice the verse we were referring to a few minutes ago. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid.
Yeah.
Now, circle that word, afraid, because that's the key word in this passage.
Yes.
And beginning, notice he's afraid, and beginning to sink. Mm-hmm. Notice that. That quick, the power that was holding him up, that quick,
yep,
that power, he unhooked from that power.
That's right.
He unhooked from it because of fear.
Yeah.
He had been walking on faith, on the water by faith, mm-hmm, but he unhooked from it and got into fear.
That's right.
He saw the wind voices and was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him. He said, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Now, there's something interesting. Mm-hmm. Peter's got little faith. Mm-hmm. Jesus said he had little faith. Uh-huh. Now, people think that that means just puny, which means it's not enough to walk on water. But wait a minute.
Yeah.
If Jesus says you have little faith, you've got little faith. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Peter walked on water with little faith.
With little faith. That's right. Yes, sir.
Woo! People don't look at it that way. They're like, well, my faith's just little. I can't do big things. Well,
walk on water.
If you don't hear the word come, you can't walk on water.
That's right. That's right.
But it's the word that comes, even with the mixing a little bit of faith with it, mm-hmm, it'll work for you.
That's right.
Well, it's not that Peter's faith was too puny, meaning he means small.
Right,
you know?
Right.
When Jesus said little faith, he didn't mean it's too small.
Right.
Because he did walk on water with that faith.
That's right.
What he's talking about is, if you look it up, it's the word for short.
Right.
It wasn't that it was too small, mm-hmm, to tap into the power of God to walk on water. It was that it was too brief.
Amen.
And that's really the way it's translated, even the New Testament. Briefly, yes, for a season, for a while.
Yes.
Or short.
Yes.
Zacchaeus was a short man.
The Bible, that's right.
This word translated here, little.
Little.
Is the same word translated that Zacchaeus was short.
Amen. That's right.
So that's what this means. Oh, thou of short faith, brief faith, mm-hmm, only for a season. You went for a while and then you quit.
Right.
Well, see, now that makes a whole lot more sense.
Yes, yes,
because Peter used his faith and it worked, but then he unhooked from it.
That's right.
And his faith only went as far, mm-hmm, as it hit fear, and he didn't do the right thing with fear.
Right. Yep.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
So he had the miracle in progress.
That's right.
You can get a miracle in progress. Mm-hmm. We're going to look at Jairus later. Mm-hmm. He had a miracle in progress, mm-hmm, and then the bad report came. Jesus wheeled around and said, fear
right
not,
yep,
believe only.
Believe only. That's right.
Why? He said, he's basically saying, don't unhook from the power that has your miracle in progress.
Amen. Amen.
I'm preaching myself.
Hallelujah.
Happy.
Glory to God.
So all of these things, I like to say this, you can't walk on top of what others are sinking into, mm-hmm, if your heart and mind is sinking into fear.
All right. Amen.
And you can't rule over the affairs of life and the opposition of the enemy if fear is ruling over your heart and mind.
Amen.
So ruling and reigning.
Yeah.
Peter's ruling and reigning over the laws of nature here.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Ruling and reigning depends on walking in authority, walking in dominion.
Yes.
It depends on us walking in faith, yes, and not giving place to fear.
Amen.
That's now, right. When you said a minute ago, Ephesians 4:27, mm-hmm, neither give place to the devil.
Yes, sir.
I was reading that one day, and the Holy Ghost said it this way, neither give your place to the devil.
All right. That's good. That's good.
What does that mean?
That's
my
good.
Place of dominion.
That's right. Yep. Yep.
My place of authority.
That's right.
Don't give that place, mm-hmm, to the devil.
Right.
Come amen.
On. Yeah, amen.
In other words, don't give your rightful place of authority up to the devil because you let fear in.
That's right.
How's fear get in? Just like it got into Peter.
Yeah.
Through looking and putting his attention,
yep,
on the things that he saw.
Yep. Amen.
Now, I know you want to say something.
Come on now. So you're basically saying do not give your attention to the devil.
Don't give your attention to the devil.
Because your attention is the key to your place.
Yes.
Anything,
your place of authority.
Your place of authority. So yeah. Anything that has your attention has access to your life.
Exactly.
Glory
exactly.
to God.
God or the enemy.
God or the enemy. That's right.
People don't pay enough attention to what they're paying attention to.
That's the problem.
Amen.
That's the problem.
But you see, through his attention getting on the wind and the waves.
Right. Right.
You know that when he put his attention on that, you know the enemy talked to him.
That's right. That's right.
What do you think you're doing? You can't walk on water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fears of the devil. The Bible said God's not given us the spirit of fear. Fear's a spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
And as a spirit, It'll talk to you.
That's right.
You know, everybody watching me knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's a spirit. It'll talk to you. And many times it talks to you when you see something mm-hmm. or you hear a bad report mm-hmm. or somebody says, you know, my uncle, you know, like, for example, in family, sometimes people will say, well, you know, you look just like Uncle so-and-so and, mm-hmm. and Grandpa so-and-so. And, you know, they both died young of mm-hmm. cancer and so forth mm-hmm. and so on. And those rewards, those reports,
yeah.
the enemy tries to use those to attack your mind with
yeah.
fear.
Yeah.
And you go away, and the devil wants to keep reminding you of that, yeah. hounding
yeah.
you of that
yeah. Yeah.
with that,
yeah.
and telling you, well, you see, you're just like them. You're going to die young. You're mm-hmm. going to die young. Mm-hmm. And he keeps trying to, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
He keeps trying to get something in you. He keeps mm-hmm. making a threat. Mm-hmm. You're going to die young, or you're going to go broke financially,
yeah.
or your marriage is going to fail, or something mm-hmm. like that. And he just starts harassing.
That's it.
With
harassing.
That spirit
yeah.
of fear.
Right.
Now, what we ought to do is get a clue.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
What do I mean by get a clue?
Yeah.
Well, if he is so big and bad to be able to do it, mm-hmm. I'm going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you're so big and bad, why don't you just do it?
He could have done it. Yeah. But he's not able.
You're exactly right.
He's not able.
The reason he keeps threatening to do it is because he can't.
Amen. Amen.
But he's trying to get you into fear mm-hmm. so he can.
That's right. That's
right. What he's trying to do.
That's
he's
right.
He's trying to get you to open the door to the devil.
That's it. That's it.
Give your place to the devil.
That's it. Amen.
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 I'm enjoying this today.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to go listen
great.
To this service afterwards because I'm getting a lot out of it.
Amen. Amen. He's just trying to get you to attend.
Attend.
Attend. Power comes into your life through your attention.
Through your attention.
Death comes into your life through your attention.
Yeah.
That's why the devil stirs up those things to get you to yield your attention.
Uh-huh.
Even God can't do a thing
exactly.
in our lives without us attending. That's why, you know, the word said, my son, attend.
My son, attend.
Attend to my words, for they are life to them that find.
He even gives you, it's a test.
Yeah.
What are you going to attend to?
Yeah.
And then he says, I'll even give you the answer.
Yes.
Here's what to attend.
Amen.
Attend to my word.
That's
what
right.
What did I say?
Yeah. Amen.
Somebody said, the devil's just talking to me.
Yeah.
He's talking
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
God's talking too.
Amen.
Turn your attention and you'll hear him.
Amen. God said to me one time, he said, part of the problem is that so many people, his children, know too much about what the world is doing, what the devil is doing, than they know
yeah.
about what he got.
Exactly.
Our Father.
Through watching the news.
Watching the news.
The bad reports. Yeah.
And we have ministers resending these news.
Yeah.
They copy, they forward mm-hmm. it. We are really helping the devil mess people's lives up
yeah.
by forwarding fear. What is the goal of you forwarding the messages, oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen?
Yeah.
No, we have to give an account to Jesus. Very
you know,
important.
You don't even want to give the devil any credit because he's got so much help from people.
That's right. That's right.
He wouldn't be able to do what he does if it wasn't for people
that's right.
being yielding to him and being
yeah.
used of him.
Believers.
Believers, exactly.
Yeah. Believers.
Given their place.
Given their place.
Their place. You as a minister... Your place is to build fear, excuse me, not fear,
build
faith
mm-hmm.
into your people.
That's right.
So that they will rise up and kick out the spirit of fear.
That's right.
Your place isn't to spread fear.
No, not at all.
Your place is to build them up to where they walk in dominion.
Hallelujah. That's right.
They know who they are.
That's right.
They know their authority.
Yeah.
And they know they know the strategy of fear. The Bible said we're not ignorant of Satan's devices.
That's right.
What is that? 2 Corinthians 2, what, 9 or something? Mm-hmm. We're not ignorant.
No, that's right.
What does that mean? Satan has strategies.
That's right.
Fear is one of his biggest ones.
Absolutely.
It's one of his favorite strategies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, that's one of the stories I wanted to talk about today.
Yes, sir.
And... let's go to another one here.
Yes, sir.
This is what we've been referring to this one also. David here in 1 Samuel chapter number 17.
Mm-hmm.
If you got your Bible there where you are, you might want to turn there because it just registers on you. I know I've said it already three times, but it registers on you better if you look at it.
That's right.
I don't just, I remember Brother Hagin said one time, he said, you know, he preached faith and healing for all those years.
Yes,
he
sir.
Said, but if something came up where he needed to exercise his faith for healing or something, he said he'd go back over those same scriptures. He'd open his Bible and look at them again.
That's right.
And that's fulfilling Proverbs chapter number 4.
That's right.
Amen. My son, attend to my words. Then he said, incline thine ear
to my sayings.
Let them not depart from thine
eyes.
So it's important your eyes look on what we're talking about.
That's right.
Then he said, keep them in the midst of your heart.
That's right.
Well, the heart is where Satan doesn't live in you if you're born again.
That's right.
He's out here. But but the words that he speaks, the fear that he speaks, is trying to get into your heart.
That's it.
And bind you up. Mm-hmm. Make your spirit not work. Make your faith not work.
Yep.
But you can keep him out by what you attend to.
Amen.
Okay. 1 Samuel 17 here. You know the story of David and how he went down there. I kind of rehearsed it a little bit a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says here in verse number 11, this is 1 Samuel 17, verse number 11, it tells us when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, this is talking about Goliath, you understand the story here, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Mm. Now notice fear. We talk about faith comes by hearing, fear comes by hearing.
That's right.
What are you listening to?
Come on. Amen.
Now,
amen.
There's voices in the world. Yeah. Bible said there's many voices.
Yeah, you know. Amen.
There's voices in the world. Mm-hmm. There's natural voices, and there's voices in the spiritual realm that if you pay attention to what's trying to get into you in the spiritual realm, there's always something trying to yak, trying to get on the inside of you.
Yeah, yeah.
So the reason that Israel didn't have a spirit of faith in King Saul and all Israel, the army, is because of what their attention is on,
That's
what they're
right.
listening to.
That's right. Amen.
Now, that they had done that. If you read this whole account, they did that for 40 days.
Yeah.
They fulfilled Luke 11:26, where I started.
Right.
Where it says, men's hearts failing them for fear. Mm-hmm. So, in this last day, we've got to recognize this is a strategy of the enemy.
Amen.
We just had, you know, not we, I didn't have, but the world just had a pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
The world just had, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And fear of disease ran rampant.
Yeah.
It ran through the church.
Yep. Yep.
And I'll tell you why. People didn't have the word that we're preaching today in them, and they didn't have the word of faith in them.
That's right.
And so Satan steamrolled over people and bound them.
Yep.
Held them bondage in their homes.
Yep. Yep.
Afraid to even go out.
Yep. That's right. That's right.
You know, whole army. It take a whole army of men, a couple hundred thousand, you know, army to hold a whole nation in their homes.
Yep.
But not a man except a man speaking wrong words.
That's it. That's it.
Holding anybody in their houses, but they're in there shaking in their.
Yeah.
That's just fear.
Fear.
And they kept listening to the bad report, kept listening, and they're bound by fear.
Yep.
Fear. I refuse. Jesus. That spirit, I can't stand that
That's
spirit.
Right. Yep.
Because it's bondage.
It is bondage. It is bondage. It is even worse because we have ministers that are using the same strategy to try to draw people to themselves, into their congregation.
Oh, come on, brother.
It's all about if they can get you to be afraid, then you come for special prayer.
Yeah.
Because only them got this power to pray for you. So they go around to people putting fear, building fear into them, into instead of building faith. So you have people that are reliant on people trying to get saved from something that Jesus bled to deliver them from.
You know, all of those ministers' prayers will have zero effect if the people don't do what we're preaching and deal fear.
That's right.
You can walk out of that prayer meeting full of fear and you're still bound.
That's right. That's right.
Even though somebody prays.
Yep. Yes,
because
sir.
Prayer is not the answer for fear. You never see any of these stories where we're going to read them. Mm-hmm. Nobody prayed to get delivered of fear.
No, sir.
You got to. It's a spirit.
It's a spirit.
It's talking to your ear, and you got to use authority.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You got to answer what it's saying. And when it's saying, you know, like David here, when it's saying, I'm going to feed you to the birds and kill you and so forth, you notice David never kept silent whenever he ran towards Goliath?
No, sir.
We can read it all here.
Yeah.
It says that Goliath, the Philistine, let's go over here to verse number 42. This is 1 Samuel 17, verse 42. When the Philistine looked about, he saw David. He disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, circle that, Philistine said.
Yeah, Philistine.
I'm going to Am I a dog that thou should come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, underline that. Philistine said to David. See, he's talking.
Yes.
That's a voice.
Yep, that's right.
You know, there's the fear is a spirit. It speaks in the spirit realm.
Yeah, yeah.
But it'll inspire people to pick up what it saith and say it to others.
That's right.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
So this Philistine, he kept saying to David here, verse 44, come and I'll give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. Look at verse 45. Glory. Then said David to the Philistine.
Come on. Hallelujah.
So David didn't silently listen to that voice.
Right.
Israel silently for 40 days is listening to that voice.
Right.
That's not how you overcome fear.
No, sir.
You got to say something and answer it.
Yes.
What it said to you, you've got to talk back to it.
Yes. Yourself.
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 Not call somebody else.
Not call somebody else. Yes, sir.
Because they're not going to be there in the middle of the night whenever that same voice comes back.
That's right. That's right.
So David answered the Philistine. Mm-hmm. He said, you come to me with a sword and a spear, with a shield. I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day. The Lord will deliver thee into mine hand. I will smite thee and take thy head.
Hallelujah.
Take thy head from thee. See, that's how you get a head.
Amen.
Take thy head from thee.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And I will give thy the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air. The whole army. I'm not going to just whoop you. I'm going to whoop the whole army.
That's right. Amen.
That's the spirit of faith.
Hallelujah.
And the earth may know that there's a God in Israel.
Praise God.
Amen. And look, David, when it said, verse 48, it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine.
Yeah.
So he's talking bold, talking the word, talking his covenant, and he's running towards Goliath.
Yeah.
He's not drawn back in fear.
Right.
This is the spirit of faith is what this is.
That's it. Amen.
So that's how you overcome fear,
yes.
Not somebody's prayers.
That's right.
David didn't pray a lick.
Nope. No, sir. No, sir. David responded to fear with the words that are already abiding in him.
That's exactly right.
The word of God that's already abiding in him.
Amen.
As ministers, our job then will be to make sure that our people are fed the word, because that's how they answer fear. Without the word abiding in a man or woman, he is continuing to be a victim.
Yeah.
And when that word abiding means because you fed them the word of God, when fear comes, that word will arise and they will speak that word. They won't run away from fear like David didn't run away from Goliath. He ran towards it with the words in his mouth, with what's inside of him coming out.
David, let's put it this way, Goliath didn't die because of a rock.
Right. No. No, sir.
Or a sword.
No, sir.
Goliath died because of faith.
Words of faith.
Out of David's mouth.
Glory to God. Amen.
True glory to
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
And anything you're encountering will die for the same reason.
That's right. Hallelujah.
This puts something on the inside.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'll tell you what it puts in. It's the spirit,
spirit of faith.
And the spirit of dominion.
Hallelujah.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of dominion.
Dominion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like that. Praise
so, David's heart, back to the verse we started with, men's hearts failing them for fear.
Yes, sir.
Because they're looking.
That's right.
In the last days at the wrong things. David's heart was producing the right thing.
Yes.
When he encountered the circumstances of life.
Yes,
being, you know, first of all, the lion and the bear, and then here we've got Goliath.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, you might want to start on the lion and the bear.
Yeah. Get some things down.
Get some things down. Learn some things before you face your Goliath.
Yes, sir. Yes,
God will train you.
Amen. Amen.
But David's heart was producing in the very presence of the voice of fear.
Yes.
The strong voice. See, Goliath's voice was louder than the roar of that bear or that growl of that lion. And David's heart was producing the right thing whenever it came to the circumstances of life.
Yes.
Because he had been meditating on the word.
That's
and he
right.
was built right
yeah.
on the inside.
That's right. Amen.
Don't wait until you're thrown into an arena with a Goliath to start saying, I'm going to have to get the word of God on the inside of me.
Come on.
Because that's too late.
It is.
You understand? You got to be prepared.
Yes.
A wise man gets ready for anything that's coming before it comes.
That's right.
And building the Word of God, going to it. Let's just back this up and make it even simpler.
Yes.
Going to a church that doesn't just try to get you hooped up, hyped up, feeling good until, you know, the church service is dismissed and you go home and go back into your cloud, dark cloud of depression and fear again and live in defeat until you get back to church.
Come on now.
That's not the kind of church you need to go to.
No,
you need to go to a church that puts faith on the inside of you.
Amen.
So that whenever you don't have to call for the preacher whenever,
that's right.
whenever circumstances of life come.
That's right.
I told my people, I know you want to say something. Right, I told my people whenever I got here, now listen. Night time's for sleeping.
Yes, sir.
So if you got a circumstance in the middle of the night,
yes, sir.
I'm going to put the Word of God into you so you don't have to call me at 2 a.m.
That's right.
Get me out of bed because night time's for sleeping.
That's right.
You deal with it.
Amen. That's right. Amen. The same thing you've imparted into us, and that's what we told our people. You see, it matters what we're putting into people on a regular basis.
That's right.
So we endeavor to put faith into our people, put the Word.
Amen.
Because the Bible says that same Word you put into them will grow in them, and it will prevail.
Yeah.
But it has to be put in first.
Grow. Notice that verse you're quoting. I think it's the 19th chapter of Acts. So mightily, verse 20 maybe. Mm-hmm. So mightily grew.
The word.
That's key.
Amen.
People think, well, the Word will prevail.
No, it has to grow
It's
inside.
Got to be planted.
That's right.
It's got to be watered.
Amen.
Watering's going back over it again
That's
and again
right.
and again.
That's right. Amen.
And it's got to grow until it prevails.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So the victory, the dominion that you and I are called to walk in, and we don't walk in that unless this thing grows in us.
That's right.
All right. Now, Psalm 112, verse 7. It says, well, let me turn there. I want to read this myself. Psalm 112.
Praise God.
Thing about this conference is we don't have to close any particular time.
That's right.
I think we've been gone for an hour. Is that about right? So Psalm 112, look at it on your Bible. Mm-hmm. Look what it says. Psalm 112, verse number 7. Let's back up to verse number a good man shows favor and lends. He'll guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he'll not be moved. Say that out loud. He'll not be moved.
He will not be moved.
Say that about yourself.
I will not be moved. Hallelujah.
Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance.
Yes.
He shall. Now here's what moves people.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to clarify what he's talking about.
Yes.
He shall not be afraid of evil tithes.
Amen. That's, hallelujah.
That's like a bad report. Like the doctor saying you've got 3 months to live. Or something like that.
Right.
He shall not be. Glory
to God.
You can hear that and go,
Amen.
Because the Word of God's on
that's
the inside.
That's right. Amen.
He'll not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed.
Hallelujah.
Notice that. Fixed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing as saying he'll not be moved. His heart will not be moved.
Amen.
His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord.
Yes.
See, that's faith. Trust
that's
is
it.
Faith.
Amen.
His heart is established. See, it's established in the Word.
Amen.
He shall not be afraid, says it again, until he see his desire upon his enemies.
Hallelujah.
That's what David did that. His heart was fixed. His heart was established. God. And when Goliath spoke fear, and that fear hit his heart and tried to move him from that faith.
Right.
David's heart was too fixed.
Hallelujah. Praise
It was too
God.
Established.
Praise
In
God.
The truth
That's
of
right.
his covenant, of
yep.
the love God had for him.
Amen.
He had meditated in that. Remember, he talked about it in Psalm 1. He meditated in it day and night.
Praise God.
And he did it. He practiced.
When
a lion and a bear came out, he didn't just sit and say, well, I'll just stay safe over here on this side of the field. He went out there and went after them.
He went out
there. And he saw, whoa.
Yep.
God's power backed me up.
Amen.
So he got some experience in it. Now, I want you to notice this. Because notice here it says, his heart is fixed. He'll not be moved.
Right.
What fear comes to do is to move us from faith.
Yep.
To move us into fear, move us into worry, move us into anxiety.
Right.
You know, start talking trouble. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's bad. The devil this, the devil that, and the devil's going to do this.
Right.
That's being moved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to notice something. Mm-hmm. He's being moved from faith, which is going to move him from his privileges in that situation.
That's it.
And The Bible says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed.
Yes, yes.
We're supposed to move mountains.
Right.
Mountains aren't supposed to be moving us.
That's right.
Or let's put it this way. We're supposed to be moving mountains, not letting fear move us.
That's right. Amen.
That's what's the problem so many times is whenever the devil says boo, yeah. People back up.
Right.
They get afraid.
Right.
And they're moved.
Right. Right.
Well, if you want to see the salvation of the Lord, you got to do what it says over there in the Old Testament. Stand ye still.
Yes.
And see the salvation. In other words, don't move just because the devil went boo.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that good?
That's right. Amen. Praise God.
So, people, you know, how does that mountain move over there in Mark 11:23? Mm-hmm. Whosoever shall say to this mountain.
That's right.
Be thou what?
Removed.
Moved, removed.
Mm-hmm.
And be thou cast into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that mountain moves because you prayed to God about it.
No. No.
He said, whosoever shall say.
That's right.
Be removed.
Yeah.
Isn't right? Isn't that right? So he's not talking to God about the mountain.
Right.
He's talking to the mountain.
Yep.
Hallelujah. To the mountain.
That's right. Talking to the mountain.
Jesus talked to some unusual things. You ever notice that?
He sure did. Yep.
He talked to wind and waves.
Yep.
He talked to fevers.
Yep.
He talked to dead men. Lazarus, you know, Lazarus
come forth. That's right.
He talked to
the fig tree. Yes, sir.
Amen. Curse the fig tree. Jesus is talking to a tree. You know, his disciples probably, I never met the man. I don't know who he is. Talking to a tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know trees can't hear. Well, read the rest of the story.
Sure
it
did.
Dried up. It
That's
must
right.
have been able
it
to hear.
It must have heard, yeah.
I'll tell you what it heard. It heard the voice of dominion.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So he's talking to it.
Yes.
You got to learn to, see, fear's been talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You learn to talk to it.
That's right. That's right.
Faith doesn't mean you don't hear fear talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Faith means you talk back.
That's right.
Faith means you answer fear.
Right.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
That's what David did. David answered Goliath.
Amen.
He just didn't get silent and get quiet.
Right, right.
A lot of people do that.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And there's an inward turmoil going on.
They're
backing up on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest problems that you're going to encounter in life won't be a mountain. They won't be a Goliath or something like that or some big giant.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be what those things inspire in you.
That's it. That's it.
Fear.
Yeah.
When those things inspire fear in you, see, that's what all those things, the voice, those things that talk to you,
mm-hmm.
that the voice that comes and talks to you is the voice, so many times, the voice of fear.
Right.
So what is those circumstances, by attending to those circumstances, you give those circumstances the opportunity to talk to you.
That's right. That's right.
And the Bible says, don't give those things.
Jesus
didn't let things talk to you.
No, no.
Demons would cry out and he'd say, in the name of Jesus, come out. Shut up.
Right, right. Yep. Yep. That's the problem with many people.
Yeah.
They're too silent. Too silent because their heart is not fixed. From that Psalm 112, it said, but our heart is fixed, trusting the Lord. It is the word that fixes the heart.
The word.
And when the heart is fixed, the mouth yields to the same thing that fixes the heart, which is the word.
Yeah.
And it begins to come out of the mouth. And that's the dominion that begin to see.
That's right.
The dominion
you
we
said
begin
it earlier.
To see. Yeah.
That word.
That word.
That's
because
your dominion.
Every king that we've seen reign through their words. But for a king to offer a decree, he needs to be seated on the throne.
Yeah.
The word of God that we act on
puts
us on the throne that we are sharers with Christ.
Yeah.
Because you see, the word raised us up, made us sit
says.
There,
yeah.
you know, and we reign in life through Christ, the word himself.
Raised us up together.
Raised
made
us
up
together,
sit together.
Made us to sit together. Why? For the purpose of operating in dominion.
Purpose. That's exactly right.
But we have to be first fixed. Our hearts need to be first fixed with the word.
Yeah.
A heart that is fixed with the word is a heart that's not going to be moved by circumstances.
Let's say it this way. It's a heart that's not going to give place or give your give its place of authority.
That's right.
Its seat.
It's seated. Hallelujah.
To the devil.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
When the devil says this and this and yakety yak, and people say what he's saying, they just said, Mr. Devil, come on over to my seat of authority and my ability to believe and speak.
Yeah.
You take that.
Yeah.
And you tell me what to say, and he says, well, you need to say you're going to die. You need to say you're
going
to die. And they go, that's right, I'm going to die. And they just gave that seat to the devil.
Yeah. See, when the devil comes with all that junk, all those thoughts, the people are already drifting. Yeah. That's why they can pick up any word, because when they talk, it's like they're gasping for help, help. When you're not anchored, that's all you got, gasping, looking for stuff. But the word tells us in Hebrews that the word of God serves as an anchor to our soul.
Yes.
When we are anchored with the word, we won't gasp for what to say. We are already anchored before the storm. Before
or we won't be moved.
We won't be moved.
Yeah. Or we won't back up.
We won't back up.
You know, you can't be bold and draw back at the same time.
Impossible.
You're either doing one or the other.
That's right.
You know, because the enemy wants you to do the backing up, and God wants you to be bold as a lion. The righteous are as bold as a lion.
That's right.
And it also says about the righteous, it says they're bold as a lion, and it says the wicked flee when no man pursues.
That's right.
You ever read that verse?
Yes, sir.
They're fleeing. Well, nobody's chasing them. What are they running from?
That's right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
But a voice.
A voice.
Saying fearful thoughts.
Yep.
Fear is what it is.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we're just having a good old time, aren't we?
This is good. Keep it rolling.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Mark 11:23, really, when it says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, don't just limit it to something in the natural.
Right.
Because Jesus didn't just speak. I was saying earlier, Jesus spoke to mountains. He spoke to fig trees. He spoke to fevers. He spoke to dead men.
Yes, sir.
You can see all that in the Gospels. Mm-hmm. And they all obeyed him, by the way.
Right.
But there's something else he spoke to.
Yes, sir.
He spoke to thoughts.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now, in Luke 4,
yes, sir.
That's what that was all about.
Yeah.
Jesus, the temptation coming to Jesus, cast yourself off the pinnacle of the temple, turn this stone into bread and all that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think that Satan appeared to Jesus and made those suggestions.
Right.
I don't believe so, because the Bible said he was tempted in all points as we are.
That's right.
Like as we are, the devil doesn't appear to us.
Right.
But how does he come? He comes with thoughts.
Those
were suggestions to his mind.
Yeah.
If you be the Son of God, do this. Those were thoughts coming to his mind.
That's right.
So Jesus, the Bible said in every case, you read Luke 4 very carefully, he showed us exactly how to deal with these things.
That's right.
He answered and said unto it every time,
It is written. Amen. It's written.
Exactly what you've been talking about.
That's right.
That word in here, spoken out of your mouth,
that's right,
will defeat the enemy.
Every time.
The Bible calls that word the sword of the
Spirit.
Sword
of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Glory. I mean, you start talking about this, it's all through the Bible.
It is everywhere.
So Jesus taught us in Mark 11:23 to do like he did, talk to things.
Yes.
Talk to the circumstances, but also talk to the voice in the spirit realm that's talking to us.
That's right.
Fear is a spirit. It has a voice. It'll
that's
talk.
Right.
It doesn't have a body. It's not a physical being, but it's a spiritual being.
Yeah.
And it'll talk. It has a voice.
That's right.
So whenever that voice of fear comes to you, take the word you've planted in your heart, and if you're not planting it, you're at a disadvantage. Jesus said it is written because he knew what was written.
That's right.
If you don't know what's written, you don't know how to count on the enemy.
That's it.
But whenever the enemy suggested something to him, he answered it, and he said something to it. Jesus in Mark 11:23 said, that's what I want you to do.
Amen.
Teach you to do that.
That's right.
So really what he's saying is, we've not really learned, if we haven't learned to talk to things, And then we really have not entered into the full scope of faith and authority.
That's right.
People are talking to God, but they've not learned to talk to things.
That's
and they've not learned to talk to the voice in the spirit realm that's talking to them.
Right. Amen.
The Bible doesn't say, pray to Jesus that he'll do something about the devil talking to you.
No, sir. Not at all.
It tells you and I to do something.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus talked to things, and he talked to things that most people would think couldn't hear.
Right.
I mean, thoughts that come to you, talking to him, what does that got to do? Well, no, they'll respond to you because a lot of those thoughts, you know, there are thoughts that just come from the natural realm, like there's a car coming, I better not walk across the road. You know?
Right, right.
But a lot of these things that come and produce fear,
yeah.
A lot of those things are from the spirit realm.
Right.
They're not just natural thoughts. Mm-hmm. They're from the spirit realm.
Right.
And to be able to rule and reign over natural things, mm-hmm. and the circumstances of the natural realm, you've got to be able to learn and rule and reign over the things that are coming to your mind and the thoughts and that are produced from the spirits in the spiritual realm.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus didn't just say, ignore these things and they'll go away.
Right. He said to talk to them.
Talk to them.
But in order to talk to them, you've got to know what the Word said about them.
About them.
About them.
Exactly.
That's what defeats so many people. They know the situation because for fear to really intimidate people, it has to be something that they're familiar with.
Yeah, exactly.
Like your finances,
yeah, exactly.
The feelings you're having. Those things are real to you. So he will use those avenues to try to intimidate you. But in order to answer fear correctly, you need to know what the Word of God said about those things.
About those things.
Because until you know what the Word said about those things, you are not in your seat of authority.
What did he say about your finances?
What did he say? He said he'll supply all your needs,
yeah, that's what
according
he said.
To his riches and glory.
So like Jesus, take that word and answer that.
And answer it. So no matter how big the situation, no matter how troubling it seems, you are charged by God to stand in the seat of your authority and say, my God shall supply all my need, and all means that one is included too.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it becomes your anchor and you're fearless. Why? Because you are basing your response on that word.
Yeah.
That's you expressing the dominion that God entrusted you with.
Yeah. And that's where the power and authority is that
yes,
word.
Sir.
It's
yes,
not
sir.
Just I have authority.
Right.
I have the Word.
The Word. The Word. Because
that's the source of my authority.
Because in ourselves, we can't do a thing.
No.
That's why most people, if they don't understand that it is the Word, they will instantly think that because they're from Nigeria or they live in any other nation that doesn't have the amenities that the United States has, they excuse themselves.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's not where you are. It is the Word.
Aren't you glad Bishop Iyedipo didn't believe
that? Oh, I'm so glad. Yes, he's demonstrated.
He's a demonstration.
That. He's demonstrated.
And you notice something I've noticed about him. There's probably others. I just don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so calm.
Yes.
I've been to Nigeria. There's things that our nation has to deal with. Mm-hmm. But in Nigeria, the spirit of fear is real strong.
Runs rampant. Yep.
I remember the first time I went there, I literally think that I could have walked out in the middle of the street and go, ah!
And people
and
would start running.
And I think people would have ran like rats when the light hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're just it's something that's just in the atmosphere.
It's in the atmosphere, yeah.
But see, as a believer, that doesn't belong to you.
That's right. That's right.
Get to the place where the devil can go boo and you go, huh!
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
It is written.
Yep, it is written. You're not moved by it.
That came out of Smith Wigglesworth.
Yeah, yeah.
Smith Wigglesworth, they said whenever somebody would say something that was unbelief, he'd get the boldness of God on him. He'd go, huh. And he'd start saying what the Word said.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Let's say a few more things here. My goodness, have we been going an hour and 10 minutes?
Hey, we love it.
Well, this is the introduction.
Yes, sir.
We need to explain something, I think.
Yes, sir.
Faith doesn't mean that these thoughts never come to you or that fear never comes. Sometimes people say, and the devil will help people think this way.
Right.
You know, if I had faith, I wouldn't be hearing the devil talk to me. Well, think about that. Let me ask you, did Jesus have faith?
Of course he did. Yeah.
And in Luke 4, he heard the devil talking to him.
That's right. That's right.
That doesn't mean he needed the devil cast out of him.
No, sir. No, sir.
That didn't mean he was oppressed.
No, sir.
Because if Jesus, you know, if he himself heard the enemy talk to him, then you're probably going to hear the enemy talk to you.
That's right.
In other words, you never get to a place spiritually where you don't hear the enemy.
Right.
Where you don't hear fear talking to you.
Right. Amen.
Jesus, I mean, if you're going to get to the place spiritually where you don't hear it, then Jesus didn't get there. No, Jesus is perfect. Yeah, functioned perfectly in faith. So he never implied that if you have faith, you won't hear the enemy talk to you.
Right.
It's not a matter of faith doesn't mean you don't hear the enemy talk to you. Mm-hmm. Faith just does the right thing when you hear the enemy talk to you.
Amen.
You understand what we're talking about?
Yeah.
So the right thing is not to ignore it.
Right.
Just hope it goes away.
Right.
Because it won't.
It won't. It won't.
It won't.
It won't.
And even if it does leave, and you say, "Get behind me, Satan, it's written," and you answer the enemy, the Bible says he's going to try to come back.
That's right. That's what he does.
That's just, it doesn't mean you failed in faith because he tried to come back.
Right.
He just wants to see if you'll respond to him this time, if you'll listen to him this time, if you'll take his thought this time, if you'll get afraid this time.
Yep.
That's just, he's just the devil.
That's what
If I was going to be the devil, I'd do that.
Might as well be a good devil.
A good devil.
Yeah.
So they come to all of us.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean what we're preaching today, if the enemy's talking fear to you, that doesn't mean that something's wrong with you spiritually.
Right.
He talks to everyone.
Everyone.
Amen. You're not doing something wrong because he's come.
Yeah.
But the key is that you answer him when he comes.
Yes.
Now, let's use this illustration. I don't know if they've got roving salesmen maybe in Nigeria or somebody comes to their door.
Mm-hmm. The streets.
Yeah, on the street. Yeah. And wants you to open the door and talk to you about something. Mm-hmm. Here in the United States, salesmen, they don't do as much as they used to, but people will try to come and, you know, the Boy Scouts, for example. They'll come. They're Girl Scouts. They want to sell you Girl Scout cookies. Well, you can look out there and see it's something like that. You might want to get, buy some cookies just to help there what they're doing. But, if it's somebody you don't want to talk to, some salesman or something, that salesman, he can come to your door, and you can't keep him from coming to your door.
Right.
But you sure can keep from opening the door.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
You can answer him by saying no thank you and keep the door closed.
Yep.
Well, you can't keep the devil from coming and talking to you.
Right.
Well, you can. You can answer him.
Right.
But I'm simply and get him to leave.
Yes.
But I mean, he'll come.
Yeah.
But you have to answer him when he comes.
Right.
So what I'm saying is you've not done something wrong because he came and started saying something.
Right. Right.
The key is to do the right thing when he comes. First of all, the key is recognizing that it's the enemy talking to you.
Amen. Amen.
Now we could take a whole session.
That's
Amen.
Amen.
But the key is like we're talking about fear. This could be true about unforgiveness.
Right.
This could be true about offense. Mm-hmm. This could be true about disobeying what God told you to do. Mm-hmm. Anything. Thoughts will come. You don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Obey God. Or that person did you wrong. You need to get even or hold a grudge. Those are thoughts.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you can win the battle of your thought life.
That's it.
And learn how to answer those thoughts with the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
You will. Life will take on a flow, a peace.
Amen.
A enjoyment.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we just want people to understand.
Yes, sir.
If Satan's talking, that doesn't mean they're doing something wrong.
That's right. Where Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulations.
Yeah.
But it goes on to say, but be of good cheer. He didn't say get happy or start cheering. He said be of good cheer. Be to me means be in it.
Yeah.
Be found in it. Be of good cheer. Of good cheer. Be is something like that's you all the time.
Uh-huh.
Be of good cheer because you have inside information. Uh-huh. So you're no longer swayed by what's present or what's moving around. You can go through turbulence, but it doesn't mean the turbulence is in you. You recognize they are. Another thing that people often don't recognize is they don't recognize when God is talking and when the devil is talking.
Yeah.
They take what the devil is saying and make it seem like it's God talking. Yeah. And we remind people, anything that makes you afraid is not of God. Anything that makes you fearful is not of God. When God talks to you as a child of God, he will talk to you as his child.
Yeah.
He will not talk to you as somebody that doesn't belong. He won't make you afraid to get you to obey.
Come on.
It's not God. God doesn't need to make you afraid to get you to obey him. Otherwise, it wouldn't be faith.
Yeah.
So people carry all these things and they think it's God talking to them, and it's not.
Right.
So you need to recognize that anything that makes you fearful is not God, and you need to answer it.
Yeah. Well, you can. Somebody said, how do I know the voice of God or, you know, the enemy?
Yeah.
Well, the criteria is in Philippians.
Yes, sir.
Whatsoever things are true.
Yep.
Just.
Yep.
Lovely.
Yep.
Of a good report.
That's right.
Virtuous,
yeah,
so forth.
That's right.
Those things are of God. And
that's
if
right.
it doesn't fit those categories, if it's not faith, if it's not the love of God,
that's right.
It's not of God.
That's right.
You can reject it.
Amen.
I remember a lady, she came to healing school. Well, let me tell you a different story. A lady, she was learning the word, and she decided she's going to confess every day that, you know, she's kept and protected because of the power of the blood and so forth. And she was down in a downtown one time shopping, and somebody, you know, hit her real hard, I guess on the head or something, and stole her purse.
Mm.
And she came to the pastor or the preacher and said, I want to know, you know, what was the reason that happened? I speak every day.
Mm-hmm.
But see, she was not speaking out of faith. She's speaking out of fear.
Fear. That's it.
Let me say this.
That's good.
If the enemy says, if somebody sneezes and the enemy says to you, or let's say you sneeze and the enemy said to me, no, don't get too close to him. You might get that and you might, you know, get the flu or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or COVID-19. And I say, no, in the name of Jesus, I'll not be sick. I misidentified what talked to me.
Amen. That's it.
Sickness didn't talk to me.
No, sir.
Fear talked to me.
That's it.
It was fear that said to me, I might get sick.
That's right.
So we should answer fear. A lot of people are missing the marks.
Yes, 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 yes.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir. Yes,
they're
sir.
Trying to address all this stuff that's going on in the natural realm.
Right.
All the upheaval in their finances
right.
and all these areas.
Right.
Whenever it's just something that Satan got in them called fear.
That's it.
Or it could be something else.
Right.
If they would hit the main dude, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If they would hit the mark, Paul said, we're not as one that beats the air.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to beat you up, and I'm over here like this.
You miss.
I'm missing. But that's what people are doing.
That's right.
The devil says, you know, like you sneeze, and I say, oh, I better stay away. I'm going to get sick. And they go, they start hitting sickness.
Right, right.
I'm missing.
Yeah, yeah. They are addressing the symptoms and not who's bringing it. Yes.
Yeah.
So what they should be addressing then in that case would be the spirit of fear.
Spirit of
would
fear.
Be fear. I reject you in the name of Jesus
and
move on.
Yeah.
We see that a lot, especially with the economy in the nation. People talking about all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Inflation. There's some kidnapping, banditry, all of that. So you have people every day. You know, I reject this. I reject this.
Yeah.
I reject this. You
praying
that way is talking out of
fear. The reason they're saying is because they're afraid.
They are afraid. They're afraid.
Now, Job did that.
Yep, that's right.
He's the one of the guys I want to go to.
Yes, sir.
Ah, we got some time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Remember, he said, he actually ended up saying, the thing I greatly feared
fear
came upon him. But if you read the story, what happened was he was afraid his children would sin.
Right.
Open the door to the devil.
Right.
And he's making all these sacrifices all the time just in case.
Just in case.
All it was fear.
All fear. Yep. Yep.
So the Bible says about Job that the thing that he greatly feared came upon him. Now, Proverbs 4:23, let's take some time on
yes,
this.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You got me started.
Come on. Come on. So let's go for it. Hallelujah.
He said, the thing I greatly feared came upon me. Now, we read and quoted earlier Proverbs 4:23. It says, my son, attend to my word. Well, verse 20 down. My son, attend to my word, so forth and so on. Then he said, the verse 23 then says, guard your heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Out of it are the issues of life.
That's right.
Then we come over to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 3:9, and it says, ye are God's garden.
Yes, yes.
So you could say it this way. What is a garden?
Yeah.
You know, in Nigeria, they plant corn and yams and what else?
Yeah.
A lot of
tomatoes.
Well, a garden's a place to plant seed.
Right.
and grow a crop.
That's right.
And God said in 1 Corinthians 3:9, you are God's garden.
Yeah.
Meaning the soil of our heart. We know the parable of the sower.
That's right.
The soil, the seeds, the word. Mm-hmm. We're the soil. We're God's garden that he wants to plant his imperishable seed. You've been talking about getting the word in us.
Getting the word.
That's getting that seed planted on the inside. Then
Amen.
You got to water it and get
That's
it to
right.
grow. You don't,
That's
can't
right.
get a harvest because you planted a seed.
No.
You got to keep watering it, so forth and so on.
Get the weeds out of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So everything, all like that.
Amen.
So really, you might think I got off my subject, but Job didn't guard his garden.
That's it.
He said, guard your heart in Proverbs 3.
Yes.
Well, guard against, because Satan wants to plant seed in that garden.
That's it.
God wants to get his seed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're born again doesn't mean we've got the seed of God's word in us.
Don't know. Come on.
So the seed, Satan wants to get his seed of fear in that fertile soil because he wants to bring forth a harvest.
That's right.
And that's exactly what he did to Job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a morbid bondage.
It is.
I hate fear.
Yes,
it's so deceptive.
Yes, sir.
But Job, he said, notice the wording here. So important.
Yes.
So important. You might think, I don't think this is huge.
Very big.
Job didn't say the thing I feared came upon me.
Mm-hmm.
He said the thing I greatly feared.
Yes, sir.
In other words, that Satan brought that thought. Your children might sin.
Mm-hmm.
You better do a sacrifice for him just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that. And then Satan kept saying it over and over. You better do it some more.
Yeah.
You're not doing it enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this gets into legalism and bondage.
Oh my God.
You better do it some more. He's making sacrifice every day.
Yeah.
Oh, my
every
children
day.
Might have sinned.
Yeah.
And that fear had started just as a little seed.
Yep.
But that thing grew until it became great.
Yeah. That's right.
That's what he said. What is that? Job 3, 21 or something? The thing that I might have the verse wrong.
Greatly feared.
Yeah. The thing I greatly feared.
Yes.
That fear grew until it became great. Why did it grow? Because Job kept watering it.
Yep. Yes, sir.
He didn't guard his heart.
Yeah.
Something got into him that took the power over and dominion over him.
Yep. Yep.
He had been reigning.
Yep. That's right.
Ruling.
Yep.
Ruling it. He's top man in that part of the country.
Yeah, the wealthiest.
He's the wealthiest.
Yep.
He's got more than everybody. His family's more blessed. He's got more gold.
Yep.
He's ruling and reigning in financial affairs.
That's right.
And the devil took him down.
Yep.
Oh, I don't want the devil to take him. Just don't do what devil did. I mean, what Job did.
That's right.
He gave place to that fear.
He gave place to the fear.
The thing I greatly feared came upon me. Now,
that's right.
He didn't guard his heart. Mm-hmm. You understand what we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
And so his life started going the direction of that fear.
That's it.
A lot of times people's lives keep going a certain direction. They don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, it's because of something that got in.
That's it.
Something got in.
Yeah.
Some kind of unbelief, some kind of fear,
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kept attending to that voice to say, oh, your children might have sinned.
Yeah.
And so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And so as he kept attending to it, he kept opening the door.
Right.
And that open door to the devil gave place to the devil to do what he kept saying, I'm going to do, I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so really, Satan can't just move in on believers and just do things. The Bible said we have to give him place.
That's right. That's right.
And this is how we give him place. I know we're saying the same thing over and over again.
It's
good. But if we'll just keep bringing it in, people will eventually go,
I
see what I've been doing.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
And the devil, he's crafty.
Very crafty.
He wants to deceive people.
Yeah.
But you get this word in you. The Bible said the word is a revealer of the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
Right.
It'll bring, you start meditating on the word like you've been talking about.
Yeah.
It'll bring to light.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the devil said that back there 2 months ago, I took that thought and I started being afraid. And that's why that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. He even does that to people with prayer points.
Oh, brother.
What people?
Pray. This might happen.
Yeah, and they have a prayer point, and they think they're praying when they're really praying fear.
Yeah.
Because the devil will give you prayer points that will inspire fear. All he's looking for is to get you to open the door of your life.
Exactly.
They say, okay, I pray against accidents. I pray against it every day. They're praying against accidents.
The only reason they're saying it
because
is because
they're afraid of it.
Why don't they hit the main dude?
And the devil, of course, takes that access. You see, not every prayer point is of God.
The God didn't inspire them to pray
exactly.
that
Exactly. No.
The Spirit of God didn't inspire them.
Yeah.
Fear inspired them to pray that way.
The Spirit of God will never inspire you to pray something that God has delivered you out of.
Exactly.
Because that will
pray against it.
Pray against it.
I don't ever pray against anything.
No, no.
I just believe God what he said.
Yeah. The Bible says, whom the Son set free is free indeed.
Hallelujah.
Completely.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, you take what you just said. Satan gets those people and gets them all bound up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they say, well, you're not praying enough. Oh, I've got to pray some more. Pray against this. Pray
Go
against
up
that.
To the mountain.
Yeah.
Spent 3 days in the darkness.
And the devil, and these are precious, sometimes precious people.
Yeah.
They want to do right, mm-hmm. but they're just deceived of the enemy.
That's right.
And they, you know, the Bible said don't give place to the devil. Mm-hmm. You can give place to the devil through fully knowing you're giving place to the devil.
Right, right, right.
Or you can give place to the devil by ignorance.
That's right. That's right.
In other words, he can't take a place unless we give it to him.
That's right.
Without our consent, he can't take a place.
That's right.
But things like what we're talking about, it sounds religious,
mm-hmm.
sounds spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually giving place to the devil and probably through ignorance in some cases.
Right. Yes, sir.
But the devil doesn't wait for, in other words, to him, consent is consent.
That's right. Yeah. It's an open door.
He'll take advantage of an opportunity, whether we're aware of what he's doing or not.
That's right.
In fact, he would rather not be recognized,
right.
so he'll not be opposed.
Exactly.
He'd rather keep people in that place that you're talking about,
yep.
so that they never recognize what they're yielding to,
That's
and
right.
he can dominate them their whole life long, and they'll never rule and reign.
Yep. Yep.
Never rule and reign.
Yep. That's his plan.
You understand what we're talking about. Listen Praise to God. The Spirit of God. He'll teach you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, that's Job. Now, the Amplified says of Proverbs 4:23, we'll start wrapping this up here a little bit. The Amplified version, Amplified classic mm-hmm. a version of the King of the Bible, the Old Testament, Proverbs 4:23. King James says, my son, it says there, guard your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Guard your heart.
Yes.
The Amplified says, above all that you guard,
mm-hmm.
guard your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think with vigilance or diligence or something.
Yes, guard your heart with all vigilance.
With all vigilance. Guard your heart.
And above all you guard.
And above all that you guard.
That's right.
Well, I mean, think about that. Above all that you guard. Like, you might lock the house door.
Mm-hmm.
You might lock your car.
Right.
You might not let your purse be exposed to, you know, somebody can steal your purse.
Right.
You're guarding things.
Right. You're guarding it. Right. Right.
You can do all of that.
Yeah.
And totally miss the main thing you're supposed to guard.
That's right.
Above everything that you guard, guard your heart. In other words, pay attention to what's trying to get on the inside of you.
Amen.
Job let something get on the inside of him. He didn't guard his heart.
That's right.
He wasn't vigilant about it.
Right.
He was tripped up and been deceived by the devil.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
So what's that tell us? We're the ones responsible
Absolutely.
For what gets into us.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, guard my heart. He's not going to do it.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Remember John 14:27? We're giving you so many verses.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise
this
God.
Is what set us free. That's,
Amen.
We just live in the Word of God.
This is life.
And so John 14:27, Jesus said, let not your, well, he said, you know, first of all, he said, my peace I give to you.
Right.
Then he said, let not your heart be troubled.
That's right.
Well, if it's troubled, then why?
You let it.
We let it.
That's right.
So he's saying, it's our responsibility to guard our heart.
That's right.
Don't pray to God to do that. He's not going to do that. He already told you to do that.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
So pay attention to what's getting on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't, he'll rob you of your ability to rule and reign, like we've been saying over and over again. That's why this thing's so deadly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It takes faith and just neutralizes
it. Yep.
So we got to pay attention.
Amen.
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 So the devil wants us to yield to this, so we'll open the door to it.
Yeah.
Satan proved you can do that.
Yep.
You know, you can be a believer and Christian and love God with all your heart, not preaching against loving God.
Right.
But you can love God with all your heart and not know the strategy of the enemy that we're talking about, give place to this, and be completely defeated.
Yep.
Love God, sweet Christian.
Yep.
Die and go straight to heaven.
Yep.
but live completely defeated down here in this life.
Yep, that's right.
Thank God we're learning how to not live that way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So, Satan kept working on him, and Job let Satan get this seed in him and plant it till it became great.
Right.
And when it became great, it's just like the word so mightily grew, the word and prevailed. Mm-hmm. It's got to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
For it to really start doing its work.
That's right.
And fear's got to do the same thing.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. It's a lot easier to pull a little seed of fear up than it is to pull a whole big old tree.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Once that thing grows and gets roots down in, that's not the time to deal with it.
Yeah.
Deal with it immediately.
Immediately.
Now, let's go to Jairus. He's the last man we want to go to.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's more. We're just running out of time. Luke 8:50. This is where Jairus came to Jesus and said, you know, my little daughter's at home, lying at the point of death. Come lay your hands on on her, and she'll be healed. Mm-hmm. And the Bible talks about Jesus going with him. Mm-hmm. And then it says that, verse 49, Luke 8:49, while he yet spake, this is the bad report.
Right.
While he yet spake, while Jesus is talking to the woman with the issue of blood, actually, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, this is Jairus, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. So he's in the middle of a miracle, or the miracles. Jesus is on his way to his house, and this report came, thy daughter is dead. Now, you know as well as I, when bad reports come, thoughts of fear,
those
thoughts
flying.
All flying.
Yeah.
And when Jesus heard it, heard that report, he said, He answered him saying, Fear not. You know, Jesus is accurate in the spirit. He knew what hit Jairus.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Fear
sir.
Hit his, yes, sir. His mind. Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole.
Amen.
Now, you read Mark's account, it says Jesus immediately did that.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing that we just were mentioning. Don't wait.
Yes.
And let that thing get a root.
Yeah.
Deal with it immediately.
Immediately.
Jesus was sharp in the spirit. He was skilled in the spiritual thing.
Yeah.
And he was telling, the Bible calls Jesus the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yeah.
He gets us started on our walk with God into a miracle. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the enemy comes to get us pushed out of that faith life, that faith walk.
Yep.
But Jesus isn't just the author.
Right.
He's the finisher.
Finisher.
So when Satan comes like this, he'll help you get across the finish line of what you started to believe God for.
That's right.
And when fear comes, he'll answer, don't let that in. Don't let that in.
That's right.
That'll shut down the miracle.
Yep.
Just like it shut down the miracle for Peter walking on the water.
Amen. That's right.
And so Philippians 1:28 in the Amplified says, don't for a moment be frightened.
Hallelujah.
I heard you say one time, I borrowed it. I gave you credit once, and I'm doing it again today, but this is the last time. You said, stop having moments.
Stop having moments.
People say, just give me a moment.
Nope, stop having moments.
Stop having moments. Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus didn't say, okay, Jairus, I know you got to have a moment here. He didn't say
that.
He said, fear not.
Fear not. Believe
me. In other words, bow hallelujah. Up against that fear.
Amen.
Don't let that thing get on
that's
the inside
right.
of you.
Hallelujah.
Because it gets in there, it's going to start to grow.
That's right. That's right.
And then it gets harder to get out.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So, praise God.
Amen. One of the things I tell people, when every time, every day of your life, look, when you feel that you no longer have authority over anything, when your boldness in any situation starts to wane, that's your sign.
Yeah.
You're letting fear in.
Yeah.
When
right.
when you no longer understand that you are in charge in every situation, you have accommodated fear.
Yeah.
Jesus died that we might rule and reign in life. Our reigning is not seasonal. It is forever.
Right.
It's constant.
Right.
Those that have received, we have received. We're not giving up Jesus today.
Right.
We have him permanently. So we are to reign every time. So the moment
Amen.
We feel like we are no longer in authority in any circumstance, no matter how small or how big, it's a signal we're losing.
Yeah.
We're giving in to fear.
Yeah. Every one of these cases, we went through David, Job, Peter walking on the water, now yes, here Jairus.
Yes, sir.
Every one of these people, through not giving into fear. Mm-hmm. Well, Peter gave into fear.
Right.
Jesus caught Jairus
yes,
before he gave into
yes,
fear.
Yes, sir.
But they were able to rule over something.
Yes, sir.
David ruled over Goliath.
That's right.
And a whole army.
That's right.
Jairus here is ruling over by not getting into fear. He got his miracles, daughters raised from the dead, ruling
that's
over
right.
death itself.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Well, praise God. That'll preach right
that's
there.
That's a revelation.
So,
praise God.
So Jairus, David, Peter, he dominated even the laws of nature for
yes,
a while,
sir.
And then he yielded to fear and gave
yeah,
into it
yeah,
and
yeah.
stopped ruling and reigning over it.
Yeah.
But then Job, mm-hmm. he was ruling and
yep.
reigning over poverty
yep.
and all of that junk
yep.
until he let fear in. So can you see what we're sharing this morning is fear robs us of our rightful place of ruling and reigning.
That's right. It does.
Let me finish by saying this. I'll tell you a story that illustrates this. But before I do, I want to here talk about Jairus. Jesus ministered, because here he's ministering healing. Well raising her from the dead, actually, and healing. Because mm-hmm. if she wasn't healed, she'd die again.
Right.
But he's ministering healing and raising from the dead and the power of God and so forth. He's ministering divine healing.
Yes.
You understand? In other words, this is not through the natural realm.
Right.
This is healing through spiritual laws.
Yes.
You understand what we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
He did that back in Bible days. He kept asking people, where's your faith? According to your faith, be it done unto you, so forth and so on. So he's ministering by the people's faith, mm-hmm. and he's helping people when fear tries to attack them, like Jairus.
Yes.
He's saying, don't yield to that.
Right.
Fear
believe
not,
only.
Believe only.
Believe only, yes, sir.
So Jesus is ministering healing mm-hmm. by from the divine healing, we might say. Not natural healing like the doctors. He'll say, okay, right. where does it hurt, and,
right.
and we'll give you some medicine mm-hmm. for that. That's mm-hmm. all natural. We thank God for that.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But Jesus is ministering differently.
Yes, sir.
Jesus never got his doctor bag out and put
right.
the stethoscope in. Let's
yeah.
see how your heart's.
Yeah.
No, he's ministering divine power.
Divine power. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
So he's ministering divine healing, mm-hmm. and that's the way he did it back in Bible days, and it's still the way he does it today.
Amen.
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 That means he heals through men's spirits.
Yes.
Pay close attention, and you'll get some answers.
Very here. Important.
He heals through the spirit of man. Therefore, he addresses what gets into the spirit of a man in order to address their physical need.
That's right.
Isn't that what he's doing here?
That's
he's
exactly
addressing
right.
what's trying to get into Jairus' spirit.
Yep. Yep.
In order to continue the miracle to meet the physical need
absolutely.
Of his daughter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've got to get a hold of that.
Yep. Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember, I'll tell this story and then we'll wrap this up. Years ago, we, like you said at the beginning of the broadcast, we used to help there at Kenneth Hagin Ministries in the healing school. Brother Hagin's vision for healing school was that that people would be ministered to for the Word of God, be healed. We had a whole filing cabinet full of healings, just nice. Amazing things. And but it's also his ministry, his vision for healing school was that he would raise up divine healing technicians. Now, what is that? That's someone who diagnoses, you know, a doctor, he'll diagnose, and then he'll prescribe his remedy.
Yes.
Well, a divine healing technician is someone who diagnoses the spiritual cause mm-hmm. and prescribes the Word of God, the answer from the Word of God.
Amen.
That was part of Brother Hagin's ministry, vision there for healing school. Mm-hmm. Well, as people that were being trained there, we were taught and trained how to minister to people, just like we see in Jesus' day, where he ministered through addressing what gets into the spirit of a man. Mm-hmm. And we're learning to do that. And I remember a lady, we ministered there for a number of years, but I remember a lady came, and she's there all week, and she's going to stay for 5 days, go to 10 sessions, morning and night. And she came Monday, and I'm teaching on Monday morning, and in the crowd, she stood out to me, I could just tell the word's not going into her. Spiritually, you can perceive that sometimes. So on Tuesday, I could tell the same thing. Word's not going into her. Wednesday, I'm teaching in the morning, every morning, and the word's not going into her. I said, Lord, I sense I've got to talk to her personally. I got to find out what's blocking that from getting in her. And so after the session on Wednesday morning, I went to her personally, just there in the auditorium, a lot of people still there, and I sat down with her, and I said, talk to me. Where are you from? What's, you know, so forth and so on. And she started, and she had come to be healed of cancer, terminal cancer. She said she's a nurse. She came to be healed because the doctors, and she's worked with cancer patients all her life, and she knows the different stages of cancer and what's going to happen next and so forth and so on, you know. And so she's, and as she was talking, fear just started coming out of her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's afraid. Mm-hmm. She's got two or three beautiful young daughters, beautiful, and she's so afraid she's going to die and daughters won't have a mama, won't grow up with a mama and all these things. Well, I started diagnosing right away. This is not, the fear is what's going on here.
That's it.
And I said, all right. I said to the Lord, all right, I see what opened the door to this. I said, so I'm going to address this. And I took her to Hebrews 2:14-15. I mentioned it earlier. Mm-hmm. And I showed her that through fear of death, mm-hmm. people are subject to bondage.
That's right.
I showed her from the Word of God, I said, see how the fear of a thing makes you subject to it. Mm-hmm. Just like faith makes you subject to everything God said in His Word.
That's right.
And this thing's dominating you, and this thing's opened the door to Satan, just like we've been teaching this whole
right.
session.
Yeah.
That lady, she saw it just like that. She
Praise
saw that.
God.
She,
Praise
she God. I was going to lay hands on her and agree with her and rebuke fear. She didn't even give me time to do it.
Yeah.
I see it. I see what I did.
Yep.
She slammed that door.
Praise God.
She closed that door. She said, no. I see it. I resist fear. Get out of here.
Yep.
I just put my hands on her. I said, in the name of Jesus. I said, I agree. You're free. In the name of Jesus, you're not yielding to fear. Fear gone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, I never addressed the cancer.
Yep.
Never addressed the cancer. We dealt with the fear.
Yep.
That lady went back to her doctor. I think it was Rhode Island or wherever it was, one of the states up there in the New England area. She went back to her doctor, and her doctor, and by the way, whenever she closed that door there in healing school that day, she had a lot of pain where the mm-hmm. cancer was, and that pain disappeared instantly.
Praise God.
And she went back to her doctor, and the doctor did another test, and the cancer's gone, totally gone.
Praise God.
Someone said, thank God she was healed of cancer. No.
Fear.
She was delivered of fear.
Fear. That's a powerful story.
We diagnosed her problem mm-hmm. as fear.
Right.
The doctor said it was cancer. Mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost said it was fear.
Yep.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And as soon as she dealt with the fear, mm-hmm. that devil had no place. That what was reinforcing that bondage in the spirit realm had no place. She took authority over that thing, and that thing left, and the cancer left. See, we dealt with the root, not the fruit.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many people are missing the mark.
That's it, sir.
Now, it's not every situation is the same. Not everybody has cancer. It's fear.
Right,
it
right.
could be other things.
That's right.
But see, you got to diagnose by the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
And deal with the real root of the thing.
That's
and
right.
as soon as what was... the root of cancer, the root in the spirit realm, as soon as the root was dealt with, mm-hmm. there was nothing in the spirit realm to keep that thing alive.
That's right.
Anymore.
That's
and the
right.
thing died.
That's it. That's it.
Woo,
That's
glory
it.
To God.
Hallelujah.
These things are real to me.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So there's a lot of people missing the mark here.
Yeah. Yeah.
All battles are really spiritual at their core.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'll give
Hallelujah.
You, let you...
Yeah,
have the last word.
It's just the way
yeah.
you put it. It's fear. What so many people are fighting is not really the circumstance. It is the fear, the spirit of fear, because that's how the devil gains entry. As a child of God, the devil doesn't have access into
no.
your spirit.
No, he doesn't.
And in your spirit is where you will find all the resources that God has graced your life with. You have a supply. You have everything you need is
yeah.
in you. But yep. it's one thing for those things to be in you and another thing for those things to flow into your life.
Right.
Fear can keep those things from flowing out because fear is what connects you to the devil. And if you're connected to the devil, what's coming from the devil is flowing. And it's very simple. The message today is very simple. Just guard yourself against fear by guarding your attention.
Yeah.
Because whatever you attend to is what's flowing into your life.
Now, you just wrapped it all up. That's we said it many different ways, but that's it right there.
Amen.
Now, that's easier said than done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Been there. Yes, sir.
I mean, it preaches easier, and it feels anointed when you preach it.
Yes,
but, boy,
sir.
Living it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, sometimes
yes, sir.
You got to stand.
You got to stand.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank you for joining me
today. Oh, I'm so glad for this wonderful privilege, Dad. This is marvelous.
This is marvelous.
Amen. And I'm so grateful that we have all of you listening tonight because this is
Amen.
What makes all the difference. Amen. I'm
Amen.
So thankful that, you know, one thing that will help you when it comes to fear is having the right voices
yes.
in your life. It matters who you're connected to. It matters
yeah.
who's speaking into your life.
Right.
If I didn't have Pastor Jay to speak into my life as my spiritual father, I wouldn't be able to stand here tonight telling you yeah. some of these revelations. It matters the voice that you're
yes.
listening because
yes,
they
yes,
will
yes.
build you up in the things of God. So my advice to you is be sure you're surrounded with the right voices in your life because
Hallelujah.
It will make or break you when it comes to the things of the ministry.
Yeah.
Amen. Dad, we're yeah. so grateful for what God's put on your life, and we're so grateful for your willingness to share it because you're raising
yeah.
a generation that will recapture what religion has stolen
yes.
from many.
Yes,
and
yes.
we're going all the way forward.
Yes, sir.
We're
yes,
going
sir.
All the way forward.
Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You for your obedience to go to Nigeria.
Praise God. It's our honor.
Hallelujah. That nation will be changed.
Amen.